San Francisco billionaire tech investor Ron Conway wants San Francisco supervisor David Chu, not supervisor David Campos, to win the 17th District California State Assembly seat that Assemblyman Tom Amiano will vacate for the winner. Tim Redmond, editor of the news website 48 Hills, The Secrets of San Francisco, accuses Conway of trying to buy the race with a vicious smear campaign, slamming Campos for his vote to reinstate San Francisco Sheriff Ross Mercurimi, which equates Mercurimi's misdemeanor domestic violence conviction with murder. KPFA's Ann Garrison spoke to Tim Redmond.
Tim Redmond, could you tell us about the hit piece put out by Ron Conway's Independent Expenditure Committee?
Yeah, he's raised $50,000 from his wife and $200,000 from the founder of LinkedIn. They are putting out pieces attacking David Campos, Supervisor David Campos, over his vote on the Ross Mercurimi reinstatement that happened a year and a half ago on the Board of Supervisors. David Chu is running against David Campos for State Assembly, and the Independent Expenditure Committee is backing David Chu and basically attacking Campos over that vote in a pretty sensationalistic way. Now, the interesting twist to all of this, of course, is David Chu has endorsed Supervisor Jane Kim's reelection, and Jane Kim voted the same way as David Campos did. So really what this is not about the sheriff and whether he should have been reinstated. This is about the fact that Ron Conway and his tech allies don't like David Campos' position on making Airbnb pay its back taxes and the Twitter tax break and the Google bus program and all of these other current political issues that they disagree with him on. So they're using this old sheriff issue to attack him. Now, part of the other interesting element of this is that it's kind of late for an attack piece. Part of the election has started. Absentee voting's already begun. But I think what they're seeing is that the polls are tightening up. Chu once had a comfortable lead, and now he's seeing that lead shrinking. So he's trying to attack as hard as he can right before the election.
Well, is David Chu owning this or disavowing it?
No, of course, he can't own it. It's an independent expenditure committee. He's doing his own attack pieces, but this is a supposedly completely separate entity, and it has to be, by law, completely separate. But you can see it's people who support him and his positions. And you know what? There's also a website out there called Techies for Chu or something like that, or Techies Who Vote, which basically lays out the issues I was just talking about and says, we're for David Chu because we like the Google buses, we like the Twitter tax break, and we are in favor of giving more benefits to the tech workers and the tech companies. And if that's how you feel, fine. If you want to talk about the real issues, those are areas where the two candidates fundamentally disagree. Should Twitter have been given a huge tax break? Should the Google bus program go forward without an environmental impact report? These are legitimate issues that we could be talking about. But what you're seeing from these hugely funded independent expenditure committees are not attacked on those issues. They're hiding their agenda by using the vote on the sheriff.
It seems like a typical neoliberal ploy in defense of individual rights. Neoliberals who would like to privatize and monetize everything typically defend individual rights, women's rights, gay rights, but not the rights of a community.
Yes, of course. I mean, not the rights of a community to be safe from eviction and displacement. And she was accusing Campos of demonizing tech workers. And I don't think that Campos is demonizing tech workers. What he is saying is that when you bring 30,000 new, relatively high-paid people into a city that has an already existing housing crisis, you have to make sure that the existing residents, existing vulnerable communities don't get displaced. And if that means moving a little more slowly to attract new tech companies until we figured out how to house all the people that they're bringing in, well, that's the price we pay for having a stable community where 3,000 lower-income people aren't forced out. And I don't think that's an attack on any workers at all. It's simply saying, let's not give tax breaks to attract high-paid workers to a city when there's no place for them to live without forcing out lower-paid workers.
In Berkeley, for Pacifica, KPFA Radio, I'm Ann Garrison.